Brady under center turns, gives to Burkhead, hole on the left side, he's in! Burkhead is in for the touchdown! And with an overtime touchdown run by Rex Burkhead, the dynasty continues for the New England Patriots! They're going to their third straight Super Bowl! 37-31, New England knocks off Kansas City!
They load up with extra bigs. Burkhead the tailback. Devlin the fullback, Brady under center, Burkhead left side, plows into the end zone, and the Patriots have won the AFC Championship. The Patriots have won the AFC Championship in overtime, and the Chiefs never got a chance to have the football.
It's going to hurt, which I could obviously see. That's important. That's how you get better, and this team has done that throughout the season. When the chips were down, we fought back and did a little bit in this game here. We came up a little short, so let it drive you through the off season and have this feeling that hurt, and let that carry you through so that you don't experience it again.
You have to take in the hurt. I mean, you have to be accept that. I mean, this hurts. I mean, it's supposed to hurt. You put in work for this. You're doing everything you can to get to the Super Bowl and to win it. And for this opportunity to fall short, I mean, it's going to hurt. And he told us to accept that. I mean, you have to go through that. But at the same time, when you look back and then you come back and look at the bigger picture, you know that you can build off this, use this feeling as motivation to go out and find ways to win next time.
Yeah, well, hey, there's always next year, guys. Wait till next year. Well, hey, welcome to the Sports Ticket. It's a bummer of a show. I was hoping to be celebrating the first Super Bowl appearance of the Chiefs since January 1970, and I was worried about this game only because I was very confident. And listen, the Chiefs got beat by the greatest of all time, and anybody wants to argue that about who the greatest quarterback of all time, I don't know what else he has to do for you, Tom Brady. He doesn't have Tyreek Hill. He doesn't have Travis Kelce. He doesn't have a superstar at running back. He doesn't even have a great defense either. But he's good enough to make it to the Super Bowl 9 times. He's 5-3 in the Super Bowl, and they get to play the Rams in Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta. Listen, I'm going to start with this. I'm going to start with a positive, and then we're going to go into breaking this down for a little bit. Hey, it was a great ride. You know, the Chiefs went further than I thought they would. Before the season, I said on the show, I thought the Chiefs would win one playoff game. I thought Mahomes was good to win one playoff game. And the Chiefs would make some strides. They'd win the division. And they could build off of that. But we said back in training camp, the defense, Bob Sutton has to go. We've said it the last 3 years, Bob Sutton has to go. And the Chiefs continue to ignore that fact. More on that in a moment. But the Chiefs, if you would have said before the year, the Chiefs would have gone 12-4 and get the number one seed in home field throughout the playoffs and make it the AFC title game and get the Patriots and lead 21-17 and lead 28-24 in the fourth quarter with 2:03 to play at home at Arrowhead, I think he would have probably taken that. So the Chiefs went a little further than I think we maybe thought, and that's because the offense was able to carry the defense, and the defense came up big against the Colts last week, and we give credit where credit is due. And before somebody says, well, you're just hating on Bob Sutton, listen, last week we gave Bob Sutton credit. The defense was very good. You know, I don't give a lot of credit beating the Raiders. The Raiders aren't very good. But the Colts, they did a nice job against the Colts, no question. Defense played well. I give him credit for that. But listen, this for you can, and I was dealing with, and I should just get off social media after games like this. Some of the silliness that I see on social media is just beyond me. Blaming the Chiefs offense for losing this game yesterday, and you're telling me I wasn't watching the game, you're wrong. I mean, Lord, anybody that knows anything about football knows the defense lost the game yesterday. Was the defense good enough through three quarters to win? Yeah, it was. But when it was absolute crunch time, for all you that want to defend the Chiefs defense, which I don't know why the hell you are, but for those that are defending the Chiefs defense, and if you're defending Bob Sutton, you have been brainwashed. You have been brainwashed. If you think that was good defense yesterday, that's how bad the Chiefs defense is. If you think yesterday's defensive performance was good, that's how brainwashed you are. I call it the Bob Sutton effect. The Chiefs defense sucks so bad that when they actually do something that they're supposed to do, you think it's great as a fan. You are so brainwashed. You have not seen any good defense in Kansas City for over 5 years that you don't know that good defenses, remember James Hasty, Neil Smith, Derek Thomas? Yeah, those were good defenses. That was defense. Yeah. The Chiefs don't play great defense. All right, they have a spurt where they make a play. Sure, every defense makes a play. Did they make a couple plays yesterday? Sure, interception end zone, big play, huge play. Got a stop on fourth and inches. Okay, big play. Got an interception. Despite getting two turnovers from the New England offense, the Chiefs defense still gave up 524 yards, 176 yards rushing, never sacked Tom Brady, barely even touched him the whole game. You allowed the Patriots to convert 13 out of 19 third downs, which is 68%. You never sacked the quarterback. Your strength of your defense, the one strength you have, is that you can rush the quarterback, put pressure on the quarterback, get them in third and longs. And in overtime, third and nine, third and nine, third and 10. Bob Sutton sits back and plays coverage and never blitzed once. Did not show any creativity on defense whatsoever. Last week against the Colts, when we gave him credit, he had Dee Ford and Justin Houston on a key play in the game lined up on the same side of the defensive line, which was creative and unique. They rushed the quarterback and got a sack. That caused problems. Bob Sutton didn't even try that yesterday. He did not even try that. And if you want an indictment on how bad the Chiefs defense is and why Bob Sutton must go, he must go. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a Chiefs fan and you want to get to the Super Bowl or win the Super Bowl, Bob Sutton has to go. And where's my proof? Well, just the entire season would be by proof. But if you want more proof, during the broadcast yesterday, Evan Washburn, the sideline reporter for CBS Sports, said about the crowd noise, because the Chiefs must have this huge advantage with crowd noise, right? Home field at Arrowhead. Brady and the Patriots are going to have problems with that. The Patriots didn't have one single false start yesterday on offense. That crowd noise didn't affect the Patriots one single freaking bit. No. None whatsoever. But you know why? Why part of that is? Because Evan Washburn reported that the Patriots weren't worried about the crowd noise because, one, they had a system to deal with it. Two, that they didn't feel they were going to have to check out of many plays or make audibles at the line of scrimmage because they knew what the Chiefs bring. Which means Bob Sutton's predictable. They know what Bob Sutton's going to do. They know his tendencies. And that's where the Bill Belichick and his staff outcoached the Chiefs. Bob Sutton got beat again. And if you continue to do the same thing over and over, expecting a different result, that's a sign of insanity. And this is where the Chiefs organization has to step up and make the right decision. And this has been what's kept the Chiefs from ultimately holding up the Lamar Hunt Trophy, winning the AFC Championship, and making it to the Super Bowl. And I'll go back, and you may say one thing doesn't have to do with the other. Well, there is a pattern here. 1995, the entire season, everyone that was a Chiefs fan that watched the Chiefs play football, they knew their kicker was a major liability. What did the Chiefs do to address that issue? They let him keep kicking for them. He missed three field goals. They lost 10-7 to the Colts. In 1997, Irvis Garbach gets hurt. Rich Gannon steps in, leads the team to 13 wins. The Chiefs have home field against the Broncos. Garbach suddenly is healthy, and what do the Chiefs do? They choose the wrong quarterback to play that football game, and I've talked to James Hasty, Neil Smith, since that happened, and they said everybody in that locker room wanted Rich Gannon to be the quarterback. We were rolling with Rich. You go with the guy that's hot, and Marty decided an archaic thing, and that was, instead of worrying about what's best for the team, he said no guy loses a job because of injury. And Elvis Gerbach stunk that day. So the Chiefs, once again, his organization made the wrong decision. In 2003, the Chiefs had one of the best offenses in football. Priest Holmes, Willie Roaf, Will Shields, Trent Green, they were loaded. And the Chiefs, during the offseason 2002, what they decided to do? Dick Vermeil decided to stick with his friend, his buddy, Greg Robinson, as defensive coordinator. How did that work out? The Chiefs didn't force a single punt against the Colts and lost at home at Arrowhead 38-31. Once again, the organization didn't have the kahunas to make the right decision. Fast forward to 2018. Okay? The offseason of 2018. The Chiefs had a 21-3 lead in the playoffs last year. The defense, all they had to do was hold them to 17 points in the second half. And I know the offense didn't score a point. I get it. But you have an 18-point lead. All the Titans weren't even a good offense. All they did is run the ball down the Chiefs' throat, and the Chiefs couldn't stop it. And Bob Sutton didn't make adjustments. And you can sit here and you can say, well, it's all about personnel. Okay, great. During the offseason, the Chiefs had to make a decision. Fire Bob Sutton, change defensive coaches, or change personnel. Clark Hunt went out in public on a microphone in front of everybody and said, we believe it's personnel. We're going to update and enhance and improve our defensive personnel, and they're going to stand pat with their defensive coaches. They brought in Kendall Fuller. That got rid of Marcus Peters. They made Steve Nelson a starting corner. Yes, they were without Eric Berry all year long. They were out without him last year as well, folks. Okay, they got a Pro Bowler at nose tackle, defensive tackle, and Chris Jones. They have a Pro Bowler in D Ford as a defensive end, our linebacker. You got Justin Houston, who's still good enough to be in the Pro Bowl. You got a Pro Bowl performer when he's healthy in Eric Berry. And you had everybody there yesterday to play football. There were no serious injuries to the Chiefs' defense. They changed personnel in the secondary. They brought in Anthony Hitchens. Reggie Ragland was a full-time starter all year long. And what happened, Dusty?
Nothing good.
The same thing. The
same stuff.
Same stuff. So what's the one common denominator?
The defensive coordinator, Bob Sutton.
So, listen, he must go. Okay, you tried it your way. You gave it one more year, okay? You thought changing personnel was going to change everything. And you know what? It didn't. You had the best offense in football, and your defense got worse. It was ranked 31st out of 32 teams. Listen, this is not rocket science. We talked about this in training camp, that the Chiefs' defense was going to be a major problem, that the Chiefs were going to have to outscore teams 40-38. We said that on this show. I can go back and replay the tape from August in training camp. The defense, pass rush, actually improved this year. Give them credit there. That's mainly because D Ford got better and Chris Jones got better. But in regards to the secondary, it wasn't better than last year. In regards to the linebackers, it was not better last year. You bring in Anthony Hitchens. You either made a mistake by giving him a big contract and brought in the wrong guy, and that's on your general manager, Brett Veach, or it's on your coach for not coaching him up. It's one or the other. It's either the GM's fault or it is the defensive coordinator's fault. And the GM isn't going anywhere, all right? Brett Veach just took over as GM, and he had some decent draft picks here and there, although not great. Not as good as Chris Ballard, a guy they let go, who went to Indianapolis, and I still think the Chiefs better watch out for them in the future. That might stop the Chiefs from getting to the Super Bowl. Everybody worries about the Patriots, but the Colts are going to be good for a while, and among others. The Browns are going to get better, Baker Mayfield. You got Deshaun Watson in Houston, and so forth and so on. So, it's very simple. It's the Bob Sutton brainwash effect. For any Chiefs fan out there that thinks the defense played well yesterday, I don't know what the hell you were watching. And I'm sorry, I'm gonna say that word, H-E-double-L, because that's what people are throwing at me. What game were you? I have one person say, what game were you watching? What did you watch more than the first half? Because here's the thing. The Patriots went right down the field every single time they had the ball in the first half. The only thing was they threw a pick, and they got stopped on a fourth down play, if I remember right. Okay, that's it. That's it. No. The Patriots at fourth and short, they decided to punt, which shocked me. I could not believe they didn't go for it. So that's the two stops you got. And you're lucky Belichick chose to punt the football. That's the two stops you got. And the offense was barely on the field. You want to blame the offense for not scoring in the first half? Well, that's because they couldn't get in a rhythm and they never had the ball. They didn't have the ball. Okay? So, fine. You want to put the offense wasn't perfect. I give you that, man. I give you that. Mahomes wasted a field goal taking a sack. That was 3 points that were important. Tyreek Hill backing up 12 yards and make a big play is not smart. Then you get a false start, then a drop pass by Kelsey, and you got a punt deep in your own territory, and the Patriots get the short field and get a field goal. I get it. The offense made mistakes. They're not perfect. But here's the thing. For all of you worrying about who had the football first and why did the Chiefs defer, well, the Chiefs defer every game at home. They did it all year long, and it worked for them. Every single time at home, it worked for them. They would get a stop, go score, get the ball, start the second half. They were always front runners at home. Well, guess what? Yesterday, the defense couldn't do anything on the first drive because the Patriots ran the ball down the Chiefs' throat, which has been a problem all year long. Bob Sutton knows that, and it looked like he couldn't believe and was shocked that the Patriots had that game plan. Bob Sutton looked clueless. How can you be clueless about that? You couldn't stop the run all year long. The reason that you almost lost the Ravens game, the reason you lost every one of your games this year, okay, was because your defense couldn't hold a lead or get a stop to allow Patrick Mahomes to win the game. You can go right down the line. New England in Foxborough, the Chiefs' first loss. The Chiefs were up 40-33. Chiefs are up 40-33. All they had to do is stop Brady. Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Okay, he gets the ball last. It's tied 40-40. Brady goes right down the field, mucks the whole clock, kicks a field goal. Defense couldn't get it done. Let's go to the Rams game. 54-51. Hey, the offense had its issues. They threw three picks, although two was late in the game when they were behind. They had a couple fumbles. There was two defensive touchdowns for the Rams. But the Chiefs' defense still gave up 40 in that game. But here's the kicker. The Chiefs had the lead 51-47 in the final 3 minutes, and the Chiefs' defense did what? They couldn't stop them. They let them score. Let's fast forward to the Charger game. 28-14. Defense played well most of the game. 28-14. Give up two touchdowns, 15 points, completely blew a coverage on a two-point try, give up 15 points at home with 5 minutes to go that almost cost them home field advantage. Blew a 14-point lead. Listen, the offense did its job. It gave them 28 points and a 14-point lead. The defense didn't finish it. Let's go to the Seattle game. The Chiefs were always behind that game because what happened? Seattle got the ball first and went right down the field, ran it right down their throat, just like the Ravens did, just like the Patriots did yesterday, and the Chiefs were playing from behind the entire game. So then when the Chiefs and Mahomes finally gets hot and they get it within 3 points on two different occasions, what happened?
Defense couldn't make a stop.
The defense couldn't make a stop. They gave up a touchdown. Every single time the Chiefs played a good team this year, when they needed to get one stop, when the Chiefs offense would give them the lead, and it happened, the Chiefs offense gave the Chiefs defense the lead multiple times in New England, down 15, came back, gave the lead multiple times. They went back, the offense came back against the Rams, gave the defense the lead multiple times. All right? They gave them a 14-point lead against the Chargers with 5 minutes to go. All right? The defense yesterday was given a 21-17 lead by the offense, a 28-24 lead with 2:03 to go in the game. You have Arrowhead, this unbelievable home field advantage with this great crowd, and what do you know? It doesn't mean jack squat. Why? Because you can't play defense. You can't be creative. You don't mix in any blitzes. You allow Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback of all time, to sit back and pick you apart. And you never put pressure on him. Never did the Chiefs put pressure on him. He could have been back there in a skirt and a hula hoop, and he'd been safe. He wouldn't have got hurt. The Chiefs didn't get any pressure. You can give the offensive line of the Patriots a whole bunch of credit, but don't the Chiefs have the best pass rush in football? That's what I kept hearing over and over throughout the week. We just got to get Brady in third and long. We'll be all right. Everybody's healthy. We've got Justin Houston playing this game. He didn't play the first time. We got Eric Berry back. Guess what? With four Pro Bowlers out of 11 defensive players, and you're up 21-17 and 28-24, and you need to make a stop, you never could do it. And then in overtime, and we've said this many times before, when the Chiefs, we say, the Chiefs don't even have to stop the opposing team. Just hold them to a field goal. Just don't give up a touchdown. Just don't give up a touchdown against the Rams. Just don't give up a touchdown against the Chargers. Just don't give up a touchdown against the Seahawks when you're down three. Every single time, the Chiefs defense would let the Chiefs kingdom down. It happened again yesterday. You want to whine and bellyache about the overtime rules? Okay, listen, I agree. The overtime rule, I would love to see it changed. And it's not because of what happened yesterday. I get it. I don't like the overtime rule, but here's the thing. When the Chiefs lost the coin toss, they didn't give the Patriots the Lamar Hunt trophy right then and there, did they?
No.
Didn't the Chiefs still have a chance to stop the Patriots? If you tell me, if you want to argue with me, well, the Chiefs defense actually played pretty well. Well, if they did, well, they should have come up with a stop. Oh, wait a minute. The Chiefs, all they had to do was hold the Patriots to a field goal. Yeah. Because a field goal doesn't end the game. That's all the Chiefs had to do. Hold the Patriots to a field goal. And Mahomes gets the ball and goes down the field. And, hey, I feel like we're going to win the game. Because the Patriots weren't stopping the Chiefs either.
Yeah.
So don't use the overtime rule as an excuse for why the Chiefs lost. You lost this game very simply. You weren't good enough as a complete football team to beat the Patriots. The Patriots made mistakes on offense, too. The Patriots' defense wasn't great. But when it came to crunch time, when everything was on the line, when the Chiefs had the ball and had the score down 21, down 17-14, when the Chiefs are down 24-21, when the Chiefs are down 31-28 with 39 seconds and one timeout and take 31 seconds to get into a 39-yard field goal for Harrison Butker, how in the heck is that the offense's fault they lost the game yesterday? Because all the defense had to do was get one stop, any point at all. When it was absolute crunch time, here's what the Chiefs' offense did. Touchdown, gave them the lead 21-17. Next drive, touchdown, gave them the lead 28-24. Last possession, they would have scored a touchdown if they had enough time. 31 seconds, they take 31 seconds off the clock with 39 seconds, go down, kick a field goal, 8 seconds to go. So in crunch time, the final three possessions of the entire game, the Chiefs offense went touchdown, touchdown, field goal to tie the game. And in crunch time, When the Chiefs needed to stop from their defense, they gave up touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. Help me again. What was so great about this defense? When the game was on the line, the Chiefs had the lead multiple times, just like it happened in every loss this season. When a Super Bowl berth was on the line, the Lamar Hunt Trophy was on the line, when the defense, by the way, they got paid a lot of money to play football, especially Eric Berry, who played a whopping three games. You know what the Chiefs' record was and Eric Berry played games? 0-3. You keep saying that we got to have Eric Berry. Eric Berry couldn't make a play on Rob Gronkowski. You can sit here and point fingers and say D. Ford cost us the game. You can say D. Ford cost the Chiefs the game. He was offsides and we got an interception. You know what? That was a horrible mistake. No question about it. But how about making a play on 3rd-and-9, 3rd-and-9, 3rd-and-10 in overtime? And your defensive coordinator did not put his personnel in position to make that type of play. They kept getting beat. We saw the play coming to my 12-year-old and I. We saw it in overtime multiple times. Edelman would go in motion back to the line of scrimmage. The Chiefs weren't going to be able to catch up to him, and they hit him over the middle on the slot for 3rd-and-9, 3rd-and-9. Chris Hogan made a great one-handed catch in the game as well. I mean, the Patriots made plays. At the end of the day, it was our worst fear, Chiefs fans. The defense was on the field determining the fate of this team. And if the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes was just given one opportunity in overtime, and this is where you can argue the overtime rule all you want, but here's the thing. Patriots went down and scored a touchdown. So the Chiefs go down and score a touchdown. Why do you think the Chiefs are going to stop the Patriots the next time they had the ball? Yeah. I mean, why do you think, what do you think was going to go, quadruple overtime? I mean, why do you think the Chiefs are going to win this game? The only way the Chiefs are going to win this game yesterday was pretty simple. They had to win the coin flip, and then they go down and score a touchdown. That was the only way they were going to win that game. Or have Mahomes throw a touchdown pass with 39 seconds to go to win the game and not settle for the field goal to tie it, which I don't blame him for going for the field goal and tying it. 11 seconds left, don't want to take a chance running out of time, get caught in the field of play, what an embarrassing thing that would be. They took one shot in the end zone, it wasn't there. The defense was the problem all year. And if you as a Chiefs fan are blaming the offense, and I'm once again, the offense wasn't perfect. I get that. And you can whine and bellyache all you want about how the Chiefs offense didn't score a point in the first half. But when the game was on the line and the Chiefs offense needed to come through, the Chiefs offense came through every single time. Last three possessions, touchdown, touchdown, gave them the lead. Field goal to salvage what looked to be a loss at 31-28 to force overtime. And in overtime, you can't get off the field on 3rd-and-9, 3rd-and-9, 3rd-and-10, and you got to pick. It's a race because you're lined up offsides, which is an egregious error. But D. Ford's been doing it throughout the year, and at times it is not called. Not giving him excuse. And D. Ford didn't make one single tackle yesterday. You want to use D. Ford as your scapegoat? You want to pin it all on him? I guess you can. I think that's unfair to D. Ford. I think you pin it on Bob Sutton. Why is D. Ford dropping him in pass coverage? He was yesterday, just like Justin Houston was against the Steelers 3 years ago against Antonio Brown deep down the field on a key play. All right? Bob Sutton has the same philosophy and scheme. He doesn't change it very much. He's not very creative. He doesn't blitz very much. And his defense was gassed. And when you can't even get up to Tom Brady when you're actually not gassed, and then you are gassed, you need to bring an extra guy somehow, some way at least try, or mix up your lineup to where you can get Ford and Houston on the same side of the ball, or maybe Chris Jones and Justin Houston try to rush up the middle and give you pressure up the middle where Brady would have to scramble. There's not one time Brady had to scramble out of the pocket. Not one time was Tom Brady flushed out of the pocket. Not one time! But it's the offense's fault. It's the overtime rule's fault. It's the NFL's fault. It's the officials because they called a BS call on roughing the passer on Brady. Well, I'm sorry. The Chiefs got away with a pick play that allowed them to get to the two to score the leading touchdown 28-24. The Chiefs got away with some things in this game. I thought they got away with pass interference a couple of times, and it wasn't called. Which you can talk about the Saints game. The Saints are whining about the call at the end of the game. Well, the Saints also got away with two face mask penalties and twice in the game in the fourth quarter. The Saints snapped the ball with no time on the play clock and got away with delay of game. So you can whine all you want. You can pin it on one play. You can pin it on an official and a bad call. But you know who I pin this game on? I pin it on the Chiefs organization as a whole. You knew. The last 2 years we talked about Bob Sutton needs to go. He needs to go. Well, guess what? The thing has changed. There's one difference this year to last year. It's not that Bob Sutton needs to go. He must go. Bob Sutton must go. Andy Reid made a difficult decision. He got rid of Alex Smith, the number one rated quarterback in the league. He traded him, and he gave the keys to Patrick Mahomes. That worked out brilliantly. That's what allowed the Chiefs to go where they went because of number 15. Changed everything and almost covered up all the warts and overcome the deficiencies of Bob Sutton. But at the end of the day, this offseason, Andy Reid has to have the kahunas and the guts to fire his friend Bob Sutton and bring in a new defensive mind, a fresh guy with new ideas so that the Chiefs aren't predictable. And they've got talent to work with on this defense. I refuse to believe that the Chiefs' defensive personnel is that bad. You have four Pro Bowlers, all right? Four Pro Bowlers. That defense can't be that bad. It can't be. It's because of scheme. It's because of coaching. It's because of Bob Sutton. He's the scapegoat. And if you sit here and go, well, it's just one game, Wade. No. It's been this way for years. It started with a 38-10 blowing of a lead against Indianapolis in the playoffs. All right? And we can make all the excuses about this guy hurt, this guy hurt. Guess what? The Patriots have injuries too. All right? Their teams have injuries. You have to deal with it. The Chiefs organization's at fault. And you want to say, well, Wade, you're making Bob Sutton the scapegoat. Yes, I am. But here's the thing. I'm blaming the organization. Just like in 95 when the organization didn't address their kicker, it cost them the game. When they didn't address and start the right quarterback in 1997, that's not on Elvis Gerback. That's on Marty Schottenheimer and Carl Peterson, the Chiefs organization. 2003, it isn't Trent Green's fault that the Colts didn't punt or Priest Holmes' fault. Okay? It was the Chiefs organization, Dick Vermeil, Carl Peterson, because they didn't have the kahunas to get rid of their defensive coordinator. And here we are in 2018. Two straight years, the defense has collapsed in the playoffs. Okay? I don't know if that collapsed yesterday, but it sure wasn't good. You got three touchdowns on the last three drives of the game. The Patriots couldn't stop them on third down. Bob Sutton must go. The organization's got to make the right decision. So they made the right decision one out of two during the offseason. We talked about as soon as the game was over last year against Titans, they got to do two things. Give the keys to Mahomes, fire Bob Sutton. And what did we say? If they do one of those two things, it'll suck the fans back in. And that's exactly what they did. Yeah. Sold tickets, got Mahomes, but they still had this little albatross around their neck called Bob Sutton's defense. You must, Andy Reid, have the guts and kahunas to fire Bob Sutton. You've got to bring in Steve Spagnuolo, Jack Del Rio, somebody else that is a proven defensive coordinator and try something different with the talent. It is not the personnel, all right? Could it be better personnel? Sure, it could. This defense doesn't have to be the best defense in the league to win a Super Bowl. It only has to be 25th, 26th best defense in the league instead of 31st. It just has to make one stinking play. And I hear, well, Bob Sutton didn't line up offsides. True. But after that lineup offsides, the Chiefs still couldn't stop 3rd-and-9, 3rd-and-9, and 3rd-and-10 in overtime. And they didn't blitz. They didn't change anything up. It was predictable. The Patriots knew that all they got to do is go down and score a touchdown and win the game. Quit throwing the ire in the wrong directions. It's not the NFL's fault because of overtime rules. It's not because the Chiefs deferred the toss to start the game. It's not because the Chiefs didn't score a point in the first half. They came back and gave the team the lead not once, but twice. It is the defense that has to be fixed. It doesn't even have to be great. It just has to be improved. And Bob Sutton is not the man for the job. He has proven that year in and year out. This defense gets worse statistically each year. And yet, at the end of the year, we're talking about the same old thing. Bob Sutton needs to go. Here's the sad thing about all this. I said all that. I think I make a pretty strong case, don't you, that he needs to go? Andy Reid will not have the guts to do it.
No, he won't. Bob Sutton will be back next year.
Andy Reid won't, because here's what Andy Reid will look at. Well, you know, hey, we came around late in the year. You know, we held the Raiders to 3 points, and the Colts, we won a good playoff game. And, you know, if D4 didn't line off offsides, we would have won that game. That's how Andy Reid will probably look at it. The Chiefs organization, Clark Hunt, starts with him. He's got to say, listen, Andy, you got to get rid of Sutton. You got to make a change. I don't like owners stepping in very often, but this is what Clark Hunt's got to do. Listen, we are so close. We got a window with Patrick Mahomes. With Kelsey's 29. He's going to be soon out of his prime. Hill is, you know, the Chiefs, here's the other bad thing. The Chiefs were lucky all year long. They didn't have a severe injury to anybody. They lost Kareem Hunt. They recovered from that. Okay, that wasn't an injury. Tardif, they lost. They filled that in fine. Watkins was out, but he was back for the playoffs, and he played big yesterday. Berry was back for the playoff game against the Patriots. Okay, what major injury did the Chiefs have that prevented their defense from being good this year? What? And we just said Berry, when he was on the field this year, they were 0-3, so obviously that's not the problem. Okay, yeah. The Chiefs were absolutely relatively awesome in health. That isn't going to happen next year. They're going to have a key guy hurt. It's going to happen. Hill, Kelsey, Mahomes, somebody's going to miss significant time next year. It's just the law of averages in football. And it's very frustrating to watch the Chiefs continue to do the same thing over and over and over, expecting a different result. That is the sign of insanity.
Yeah, I mean, I can't add a lot to that, obviously, because I pretty much agree with everything you're saying there. I was frustrated beyond frustrated, actually, reading some of the stuff Chiefs fans were saying about the game and some of the excuses and some of the reasons they felt that the Chiefs lost. And I mean, I couldn't believe it. It was like, are you watching the same game? It really needs to be said to that guy and everybody else, like yes. You did. You know, it's like, are you watching the same game? Because you don't understand. I got a buddy that's just adamant that the Chiefs should have taken two knees when there was 2 minutes left in the game, get to the 2 minute warning, take another knee, and run more clock off.
Wouldn't have mattered. Patriots had three timeouts.
They had timeouts.
And the 2 minute warning.
I know. And I'm like, dude, you think about what you're talking about here. So many people last night saying the Chiefs shouldn't have snapped the ball. They should have waited to the 2 minute warning. They couldn't.
The play clock was
play
at
clock
one.
Was at five. At five, when the game clock was at 2:09. So you do the math. They can't do that. Just some of the things you're hearing in the game, and it's just like they can't do this. They can't do this. They can't do that. The offense did everything they needed to do. Step up for once, defense. I put that on Twitter. I was like, one more stop.
We said,
get you
times,
to the Super Bowl.
You know,
that's
many,
all you need.
How many times
one
this year did
stop.
We yell? I was screaming it yesterday at the TV. Yesterday, I was doing it every single time the Chiefs lost a game. Every single time, I'm like, one more stop.
One
just
stop.
One. Just one exactly. Stop. Just a deflection. One. Only one stop. I'm not asking for a miracle. Apparently, I am.
Yeah.
One and stop. And you never got it. Never got it.
And how many times did you think you had it? Like the pick last night.
Skandrick dropped it against
Skandrick
the Rams.
Dropped an interception to win the game against the Rams.
Yes.
How many times did you think you had it? You had the stop. And I don't know if that happens and then the defense gets demoralized thinking they can't do it again. I don't know what happens in those situations, but it's ridiculous is what it is. And you can't sit here and tell me that this is a personnel problem and that Bob Sutton just is not the answer to what's wrong with this team right now, with this defense and everything that's wrong with what the Chiefs are trying to do to finish games. Because, like you said, it gets worse every single year. And you can – I mean, listen, when you're – when all you're doing is like crossing your fingers, hoping you're going to win a coin toss,
then you're in trouble.
And you don't have any faith at all that your defense is going to stop Tom
Brady.
That's why
people are mad at the overtime rule, because they knew their defense
exactly.
couldn't stop them. That's
exactly.
why they're mad. So they're giving the defense a pass because they've gotten used to defense stinking so
yeah.
bad. Yes.
We all knew that they weren't going to stop them.
Everybody in the world knew that. And it's John Brady on the other side.
And it goes into your mind that they should actually go for another shot with 11 seconds
yes.
left. Because if you don't win
thing.
This toss, you're not going to win.
I thought the same
but
thing.
But he made the right
pick,
decision to kick.
Deflection,
yeah.
a pick, and then
yeah.
you lose.
I mean,
why didn't you kick it? Yes.
Conventional wisdom is obviously that's the right decision to kick.
I
but it does go through your mind, like, try it one more time. Let's see if we can get a touchdown.
How about early in the game, you're down 7-0, nothing happened on offense. You have 4th and inches, your own 29. I'm not
yeah.
saying you probably go for it, but with
it
the
goes
way
through your mind,
that
yeah.
would have kept the defense maybe a little bit fresher. And you kept them on the sideline, you go for it, and that sounds weird. You shouldn't have to think about going for it 4th and inches at your own 29 in the first quarter, but that's how that was.
Yeah.
I mean, because the defense is so bad, that's why you got to consider the out-of-the-box thinking. Spencer sends a text, if Ford lines up correctly, we win. Well, we think we do. The Patriots do have 3 timeouts, by the way. The Chiefs run it 3 straight times. Patriots get the ball back with 35 seconds. We don't know for sure that they win, honestly.
Yeah.
We don't. Now, probably we do. But here's the thing, Spencer. And Spencer, I understand what you're saying. Trust me. But listen, that wasn't what lost the game. Okay? That certainly was one play that could have won the game. But after that, you still had overtime to stop the Patriots. Even after that play, you had 3rd down and 5. After that play, it was 3rd down yeah. and 5, and the defense couldn't get a stop. Okay, and then you couldn't stop Gronkowski on the sideline in overtime with Eric Berry, who you wanted so bad to play. Here's the thing: you can pin this on D Ford because of one play where he lined up offsides. But for crying out loud, in overtime, the defense had the Patriots in 3rd and 9, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10. If you want to sit here and tell me that D Ford, if D Ford lines up correctly, we win the game. Okay. You know what? You might be right. You might be right. It's hypothetical because we don't know what would happen after that. You're probably right. You know what? I can also argue if you stop them on 3rd and 9, 3rd and 9, or 3rd and 10 in overtime on any one of those occasions, we win the game because the Patriots would have punted the football because it's overtime. They ain't going for it 4th and 9, 4th and 10, and the Chiefs would add the ball to go kick a field goal to win the game. They wouldn't even need a touchdown. The Chiefs would just need a field goal because the Patriots would have turned it over or they would have punted the football away. So it's easy to point and put it all on D Ford, and trust me, I get it. I'm mad at D Ford too. And he didn't. And I'm more mad at Dee Ford for not making a play in the game. Yeah. He had no tackles and no quarterbacks and really no quarterback pressures. I'm more mad about Dee Ford about that than lining up offsides, because if he makes one play anywhere else in the game on a 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10, like after that happened, then it's forgiven lining up in the neutral zone. Guys make penalties, okay? It came at a horrible time. I get that. And Spencer, I respect your opinion. And I'm totally with you. I agree. The Chiefs could have easily won that game had he not lined up offsides. But I think it's completely unfair to put it on just that one play with Dee Ford because of the scheme and what the Chiefs did defensively, which was basically non-existent. Tom Brady knew exactly what the Chiefs were doing. Evan Washburn put that out there right at the beginning of the game, to where the crowd noise wasn't even a factor because they knew what the Chiefs were going to do. And they were able to execute. They ran the ball down their throat. This game was lost in the trenches. This game was lost by the Chiefs' defense, okay? And I know the offensive line of the Chiefs did not play well first half. I get that. But they regrouped. When they really needed to score, they scored every time. And when they needed a stop from their defense, just one stop, they couldn't get it. Whether that's Dee Ford lineup offsides, prevents the one stop. If that's because they can't get a 3rd and 9 off the field, 3rd and 10, or whatever it may be, it's because they can't get quarterback pressure. Almost all of the scenarios I come up with, how the Chiefs should have or could have won this game, it falls on the defense. And the defense, the guy in charge, is Bob Sutton. He must go. All right. Coming up, Josh Eilert, talk West Virginia basketball as they beat Kansas. We'll hear from Bruce Weber as well. And also, the NFC Championship game was pretty exciting, the Saints and the Rams. We'll try to cover that as quickly as we can. That's coming up here on the Sports Ticket. All right. Welcome back to the Sports Ticket. You know, Spencer says game was over if Dee Ford would have lined up. Well, once again, there was 54 seconds left in the game, and the Patriots had 3 timeouts. Okay, and do you think the Chiefs were going to throw the ball at any of the end of those downs? So let me give the Spencer, I hope you're listening. And listen, I'm not disagreeing with Spencer that the Chiefs more than likely would have won. I mean, obviously the percentages would have been pretty good to win, but we don't know for sure if they would have won. Here's my point. The Patriots didn't have any timeouts left. You're right. You're absolutely right. If the Patriots had 2 timeouts, you're right. The Patriots had 1 timeout, you're right. But 54 seconds left here, I'll give you the scenario that more than likely would have happened. The Chiefs would have run the ball. It would have taken, 4 or 5 seconds? Okay. So then what would have happened? Timeout. Patriots would have called a timeout. So then you'd have, let's just say 49 seconds left, okay? So it's 2nd, and now we're assuming, we also are assuming the Chiefs don't pick up 10 yards on the first down play, okay? Yeah. But the Patriots are going to stack it. They know the Chiefs. So more than likely, the Chiefs are going to run it. Okay, so it's 2nd and 10. The Chiefs are going to run it again. Patriots stop it. Okay, let's say another 5 seconds. So you're at 44, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Patriots timeout. So they got 1 left. 3rd down and probably 6, more than likely. And Damian Williams isn't Kareem Hunt. We've seen that trying to close a game earlier this year, okay? Yeah. So then let's say they run it again.
Probably with Spencer Ware on 3rd down.
Maybe Spencer Ware. So now you're probably going to have a 4th down in 2, 3, 4, yeah. 5, whatever it may be. And there's going to be about probably 35 to 40 seconds left. The Chiefs are going to punt the ball. Do we know the Chiefs are going to not get the punt blocked? I mean, they had 1 block last week. Once again, I'm not saying they would. I don't know. Hypothetical.
We're dealing in hypotheticals. I know. Because that's what the statement's about.
And that's what I'm saying with Spencer. And I'm not trying to argue with Spencer, because I totally get what he's saying. I do. Yeah.
I feel the same way.
But it is a hypothetical that the Chiefs automatically win the game by making that interception, because the Patriots did have 3 timeouts left. So it is technically a hypothetical. The Chiefs win the game automatically. When they make that interception, there's no penalty on Dee Ford. Okay, so then the Patriots get the ball back in maybe 10 seconds on a punt return. So they're going to have about 30 seconds left with the greatest quarterback of all time. All right, and the score at the time was 28-24, right? So they need a touchdown.
Yeah.
All right. I've seen the Broncos with Case Keenum go the length of the field in less than 30 seconds to score a touchdown against the Chiefs at Arrowhead earlier this year.
Yeah.
So to tell me that Brady and the Patriots couldn't have scored a touchdown with 30 seconds left and no timeouts, I've seen how this defense played this year. There was more than once where they gave up a field goal. Now, in this case, the Patriots wouldn't need a touchdown. I get that. Well, the Broncos did that. Case Keenum at quarterback, they marched it straight down the field with in less time. It was like 20. I think it was almost 29 seconds, if I remember correctly, where they went down the field and scored a touchdown before half. And, you know, we thought maybe that would hurt them, and in the end, the Chiefs did win in the second half, but it made the game a little bit more close than it should have been. So I get it. But what I'm trying to say is I'm more upset with Dee Ford, not about that play. I'm more upset about his line. No tackles. No quarterback pressures. No sacks. I mean, come on, let's be honest. If Dee Ford makes a play early in the game on a third down, it probably doesn't come down to Dee Ford lining up offsides because the Chiefs are up 11 instead of 4.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so that's all I'm saying. And once again, I get what Spencer's saying. And I laid in bed. Trust me, Spencer, if you're listening, buddy, I totally get you. I was lying in bed last night thinking the same thing. God, what if Dee Ford just would have lined up the right way? Now, having said that, Tom Brady immediately, when they showed the shot of Tom Brady after the interception, he didn't even flinch. I almost wonder, and I don't know this for sure, it'd have to be asked, I wonder if Brady knew that the flag had been thrown and he just took a shot and he knew it didn't matter. Because because if Dee Ford did line up the right way, I don't know if Brady makes that pass or not. And I don't know the answer to that question, but it's one I'd ask. I'd love to ask Tom Brady today. Hey, when Dee Ford jumped, or he didn't jump, he was lined up, but usually the quarterback knows when there's a flag on the defense. Okay, usually. Maybe not in this situation. He threw the pass out, I think it was off of Gronkowski's hands, and it was picked off by Ward. Maybe Brady doesn't make that throw if Ford is legally onsides.
Yeah.
Once again, that might be a stretch, but I don't know. I don't know. So I get the angst. And you know what? I can live with getting mad at Dee Ford being offsides more than I can blaming the overtime rules or deferring the coin toss to start the game. I put more merit in that argument that, hey, if Dee Ford wasn't offsides, Bob Sutton, this Chiefs defense, as bad as it was, would have gone to the Super Bowl. And that's absolutely correct.
Yeah. Unfortunately for Dee Ford, that's the thing that's going to be remembered, too. There's always that one thing, you know.
But on top of it, he had a horrible game, too.
Yeah, there's always that one, like the Marcus Mariota, you know, throwing a touchdown to himself. That's one of the big things you remember from that game. You know, no punts for the Colts. It's one of the big things you remember from that game. Lynn Elliott missing 3 field goals. People down the line are going to remember that Dee Ford was lined up offsides.
Absolutely.
Whether we want to or not, and whether it's his fault or not, whether we should put that blame on his shoulders or not. And I'm not putting the blame on him, but that's what the freak thing in this game that people are going to remember is Dee Ford was lined up offsides and the Chiefs got an interception that we think would have sealed the game for him.
Right, absolutely. And I was when that happened, I'm like, oh my God, I think we just won the game. And I'm like, I saw the flag pop up at the bottom. I'm like, this is on the Chiefs. I knew right it was on the Chiefs because I saw Brady not react.
Yeah.
And I saw Belichick acting like nothing happened.
Yeah.
I knew it was on the Chiefs. So then I thought it was a defensive hold. I thought it was a defensive hold, which we've stayed away from the last couple weeks, which that has been an advantage by putting Ward into the game. He's been better. That was a good move by the Chiefs. And Sutton deserves some credit for having him in the game, whether Reed made him try Ward out against Seattle or not. I don't know. But at the end of the day, you know, Dee Ford did line up offsides, and that's kind of, you know, that's football 101. And I'm not going to make a complete excuse for Dee Ford as to why he lined up offsides, but I will say Tony Romo, by the way, is the best color analyst in the world. He is unbelievable. That guy, unbelievable. Somebody whined on Facebook about it's like a coaching clinic. That's what makes it so great.
Yeah.
He explains things to me I didn't even know about football. He knows the coverage. He's a quarterback up in the booth. He's seeing the same thing Tom Brady's seeing, if not better. It's amazing. And he talked about it. Well, the left tackle, honestly, how many times does the left tackle look like he's not even on the line of scrimmage himself?
Yeah.
So Ford's maybe going off the left tackle. The other thing, though, you got to look in and see the ball. That's football 101. He was lined up offsides. But here's the thing. Dee Ford's he can't get to the quarterback, so he's trying to get any advantage he can.
Yeah.
So he probably pushed the limit, and he probably was close to being offsides on multiple plays in the game. We got to go back and watch. He might have been offsides, and it wasn't called. Suddenly they call it there. You can argue, why would you call it at that point in time? Well, technically it's a penalty. Well, why wasn't it called 5 other times on Dee Ford? You know, how many did the Patriots line up in the neutral zone? I don't know. We'd have to go back and watch. But yes, I get the angst. If Dee Ford isn't offsides, you believe, and more than likely, the Chiefs win the game. But it is not guaranteed they do, because the Patriots did have 3 timeouts. Listen, bottom line, we can say all this. Bob Sutton's got to go. Bob Sutton must go. I'm going to put that all over social media. Hashtag Bob Sutton must go. And I know he's a nice guy. You know what? Turner Gill was a nice guy. He got fired at Kansas. Okay? Terry Allen was a nice guy. He got fired at Kansas. Lots of nice guys have been fired before. They'll be okay. They're making good money. They've saved it. He'll probably get a job somewhere else as a defensive backs coach or where, maybe DC somewhere else. I don't know. But he's got to go. He must go. He must. Okay, K-State wins. Don't look now. K-State, KU, Iowa State, Texas Tech tied atop the Big 12. K-State with a workmanlike, fairly easy win against TCU. Bruce Weber talks about it.
I thought we came out with really good emotion. We executed, jumped on them 7-0, I think 11-3. You know, when you think about it, that's the difference in the game. So great start, They weren't going to quit. They keep coming back. So it was just a good team effort as far as the defense goes. You hold them almost 30 points below their average. They were number one in scoring, I think, number one in field goal, three-point percentage, two in field goal, number one in assists. So we did a lot of good things and then executed on the other end, especially early.
KU, by the way, horrible possession against Virginia. West Virginia closed the game. A Ladell Vic trying to play hero ball. They lost. KU's got a game tonight against Iowa State at home, which you can hear on Z96.3 Lake. K-State hosts Texas Tech tomorrow night. Tech just lost to Baylor. So Tech, K-State, KU, Iowa State are all tied atop the Big 12. And what do you know? They play each other.
Yeah.
Tonight and tomorrow. If KU wins tonight and K-State wins tomorrow night, which is plausible, they're both at home, guess who leads the Big 12? KU and K-State. Yeah. After an 0-2 start, being down by 21 second half against West Virginia, K-State would be tied with KU atop the Big 12. Is that not crazy or what?
Four straight wins is crazy after I saw their conference opener with my own eyes in person and sitting there watching it. And
what,
it's like,
what's negative Nancy Riley Gates going to say tomorrow? They're not going to beat Texas Tech. That's what he said. Mark it down. They're not going to beat Texas Tech. Here we go tomorrow night. They've got four wins in a row. They got Tech at home. I think they are going to beat Tech. That's just me.
Oh, I mean, they had no business being in the game last time. After
I know.
Their start,
and
they only
back.
Lost by six or
they
seven.
Had no Dean Wade in that game.
Now, but yeah.
No Dean Wade.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not going to put it past them, but I'm also not going to just automatically say they're going to win. But,
I hear you.
You know, it's just the way K-State basketball is.
I hear you. By the way, we always want to point to one play in a football game or a basketball game, whatever it may be. How about the New Orleans Saints yesterday? An egregious missed PI and a hit to the helmet. That was not called. Having said that, the Saints got away with two delay of games and two face masks that weren't called. One on the previous drive by the Rams at the goal line. But Saints fans aren't talking about that.
No.
So see, there are calls that go against each other. This was a bad missed call. Here's Peyton, Sean Payton talking about it, who, by the way, was busted for cheating, suspended for a year. You just wish that would happen to the Patriots, right?
Just getting off the phone with the league office. They blew the call. And, man, there were a lot of opportunities, though. But that call puts it first and 10. We're on an E3 plays, and it's a game-changing call. And it's where it's at. So it's disappointing. Credit the Rams. They made enough plays, though. They won the game. The kicker made some big kicks. But for a call like that not to be made, man, it's just hard to swallow.
It is hard to swallow. I get it. 57-yard field goal by the Rams to win it. But I'm going to say this. You know, the Saints allowed the Rams to hang around. They're up 13-0. You know, the Patriots allowed the Chiefs to hang around, too. Mm-hmm. But the Patriots were able to close it out. Got a text from Jerry. Jerry, we actually brought this up earlier on the show, Jerry, but I'm glad you brought it up. If Mahomes doesn't take a sack in the first half and kick a field goal instead of punt, three more points. Okay, once again, we're assuming Butker's going to make the field goal, which we don't know if he will. And I get where Jerry's coming from. That was 3 points the Chiefs, you know, they had an opportunity to get. Mahomes made a mistake. Tom Brady gave away at least 3 points, if not seven, throwing an interception at the one.
Yeah.
So, you know, we always look at a play that we didn't make, our team didn't make, and cost us 3 points. It's just like in golf. We focus on all the shots we missed. We forgot we had a hole-in-one that gained us 2 strokes.
Yeah.
You know, we forget that. It's the same thing in football. You're focusing on Mahomes, you know, Dee Ford lining up wrong. Okay? We get it. Made a big mistake. Mahomes took a sack, cost him a chance at 3 points. We don't know if it cost him 3 points. We know it cost him a chance at kicking a field goal. Jerry's right about that. But what I do know is the Chiefs not stopping the Patriots on 3rd and 9, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10 in overtime gave the Chiefs no chance to have the football with Patrick Mahomes going down to try to win it. So my contention is the defense. Jerry's pointing out Mahomes made a mistake. And like I said, Mahomes wasn't perfect. The offense was not perfect. I'll give you the whole I'll tell you a horrible drive the Chiefs had. Tyreek Hill going back 12 yards, and you start inside your own five. You get a false start on Cam Irving when the crowd shouldn't be an issue. And then Travis Kelce drops a pass on 2nd and 15 right in the hands. And now you're in 3rd and 15, 3rd and 18, and you got a punt in the Patriots short field, and that gave them 3 points. Okay? So you could say the offense cost the defense 3 points there. Okay, I'm cool with that. But the offense scored 24 points in the fourth quarter, had the ball for only 20 minutes the entire game, and scored 31 points and gave you the lead two different times. I just can't put this on the offense. I just can't. I don't care if Mahomes made those mistakes early in the game, and I don't care about all the mistakes the defense made in the first half either. The bottom line is I pick it up where the Chiefs had the lead on two occasions. What did the offense do wrong once they got the lead? They did nothing
wrong.
Absolutely
nothing.
They did nothing wrong. What did the defense do once the Chiefs got the lead?
Absolutely.
They
everything.
Did nothing right.
Everything wrong.
They
yeah,
did everything
exactly.
wrong. So that's where I think you should pick the game up at, because despite all those mistakes by Mahomes, the offense, Andy Reid's play calling, and this and that and whatever else, even mistakes by the defense, the Chiefs were up 21-17 in the fourth quarter, 28-24. They were up. Go into overtime, you just need a stop. Hold them to a field goal. We don't even need a punt. Hold them to a field goal. And the Chiefs defense couldn't do any of that. So that's, to me, where I pick up the game. I pick it up where the Chiefs had the lead. The Patriots made mistakes, too. It's amazing. We always focus on the Chiefs' mistakes. The Patriots made mistakes, too.
Oh, yeah.
In the end of the day, it came down to the Chiefs' defense against Tom Brady, and the Chiefs' defense failed. It's as simple as that. It really is.
It is.
We can talk all day long about all the little things that went wrong for each team. But at the end of the day, it was the Chiefs' defense against the Patriots' offense, and the Chiefs lost. And it's exactly what we feared. The Chiefs' season would end with their defense on the field not getting a stop. It's exactly what we all feared. And if you don't believe that, then you really weren't watching the Chiefs this year. All right. You see me all upset today? I come to expect
I'm more upset with the comments that make no sense than the Chiefs actually losing by this point.
I agree with you.
It's like, what?
When you start making excuses for the defense, and that is your weakness by far, you have been brainwashed by Bob Sutton because they're so bad. The fact you think that holding the Patriots to 37 points is a good performance, you have been brainwashed because your defense is so bad, you've come to accept mediocrity. There's the problem.
Yeah.
You talk about all these other things against the Chiefs, you're avoiding the elephant in the room. The elephant is Bob Sutton and the defense. The offense did enough to win this game, man. I'm telling you, it did plenty to win the game. When the Patriots had twice as many snaps on offense, 94 to 47, the Chiefs still scored 31 points and had the ball for a third of the game. Why did the Chiefs offense not get the ball very much? Because the defense couldn't get off the field on third down. I will repeat before we leave the show. The Patriots were 13 of 19 on third down and 4 of 4 on third down in overtime. That's why you lost the game.